Both nominees for mayor of Philadelphia, Sherelle Parker and David O, have said they would create a permanent department in City Hall for arts and culture. WHYY's Peter Crimmins asked people in the arts sector about this.
Mural Arts Philadelphia is the largest single employer of visual artists in the city. Every year it hires between 250 and 300 artists for its various public art projects. That makes it a magnet for questions about how to live and work in Philadelphia as an artist. Emilio Maldonado is the director of artist relations.
I've had artists that says, like, hey, how can I get an assistant job working as an assistant artist? And, like, should I go for a master's? Some people is like, I don't know if my website, like, what do you think about my website?
Mural Artist is right now working on a new website that will post for free constantly updated listings of jobs, residencies, grants, and information artists might need to live in Philadelphia. Director of Learning and Practice, Natanel Portier, said it's in Mural Arts' best interest to take care of the city's artists.
Mural Arts wouldn't exist without the artists. As plainly as that.
Philadelphia's Office of Arts, Culture, and the Creative Economy provides similar resources, but not on the scale of other organizations like InLiquid or the Center for Emerging Visual Artists. The founder of InLiquid, Rachel Zimmerman, said a city department of arts and culture, if one were to exist, should forge connections between artists and the city's economic drivers.
Look at all the development in the city. These buildings should be connected with arts organizations and galleries to put art in those spaces, not just canvas wrap prints or a mural. You know, there's other things that could be done. Half these builders, half these developers don't even know that we exist.
Currently, the city's budget allotted to the Office of Arts and Culture can rise or fall depending on the needs of other departments. The office's director of public art, Marguerite Anglin, said dedicated funding would stabilize City Hall's influence in the arts sector.
We've been in so many different budget line items. You know, having a stable department would allow the department to be able to project and plan out in advance a budget and how we grow our programs.
Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.